From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasizes three important things for the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment to support infrastructure development in developing countries. Open a health session, Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminds the COVID-19 pandemic as a lesson. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The multidimensional crisis currently facing the world brings its own challenges to infrastructure development in developing countries, including through depreciation fiscal space. Therefore, Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized three important things for the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, or PGII, in supporting infrastructure development in developing countries. In his remarks at the PGII site event on Tuesday at the Apurva Kempinski, Bali, President Joko Widodo said the first thing is that the support provided by PGII must be based on the real needs of the destination country or country-driven. In addition, according to the president, PGII must make consultation and dialogue with the recipient country as the main guideline. Infrastructure development needs to empower communities and the local economy so they have a high sense of ownership along with support for developing countries to build capacity and self-sufficiency. Thus, developing countries can be more resilient in facing global challenges in the future. The second thing that was conveyed by the president in the PGII forum was that PGII's efforts to support infrastructure development in developing countries must also be based on a collaborative paradigm. The president asked PGII to involve more stakeholders, including the private sector, which he considered would bring real benefits. I believe that initiatives like PGII will be even more beneficial if it involves as many countries as possible in the world. Another thing that was also conveyed by President Joko Widodo was that PGII must produce support for sustainable development, including through green development and energy transition. According to the president, developing countries are the most vulnerable to the challenges of sustainable development and climate change. However, Indonesia's G20 presidency has been working to promote real cooperation in the areas of sustainable infrastructure and development finance. The president also emphasized that Indonesia always supports strengthening infrastructure development in developing countries. Indonesia is also ready to support the PGII initiative and hopes that it can strengthen the results achieved at the G20. Still from Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who opened the second session of the G20 summit on Tuesday at the Apurva Kempinski, Bali. The second session of the G20 summit discussed health issues, which are one of the focuses of the discussion. In his introduction, President Joko Widodo highlighted the issue of the COVID-19 pandemic, whose spread is increasingly being controlled. Nevertheless, according to the president, this shouldn't make the public careless because similar health emergency conditions can occur anytime. Therefore, President Joko Widodo encouraged the world's readiness for health emergencies in the future. According to him, preparedness will save lives and the economy. In this regard, President Joko Widodo encouraged the G20 countries to immediately take concrete steps, namely, first, by strengthening the global health architecture.
Kita perlu WHO yang lebih kuat dan bertaring. Solidaritas dan keadilan harus menjadi...
We need the World Health Organization, which is stronger and powerful. Solidarity and justice must be the spirit of the global health architecture. The G20 has succeeded in establishing a pandemic fund. This must be followed by additional funding contributions to function optimally. I invite all parties to contribute. Indonesia has committed $50 million. The G20 must also oversee the process of forming the pandemic treaty. This is important for strengthening preparedness at the national, regional, and global levels.
Ini penting untuk memperkuat kesiapsiagaan di tingkat nasional, kawasan, dan global.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also encouraged the empowerment of developing countries as part of a global health solution. According to him, the health capacity gap must be abandoned. He said developing countries must be part of the global health supply chain, including manufacturing and research centers.
Ini hanya bisa terjadi jika investasi.
This can only happen if investment in the health industry is increased, research cooperation and technology transfer are strengthened, and access to production raw materials is expanded for developing countries. In addition, the TRIPS waiver should be extended to all healthcare solutions, including diagnostics and therapeutics. WHO must also realize its commitment regarding hubs and spokes of health solutions. President Joko Widodo also reminded that the mistakes that occurred during that COVID-19 pandemic would not be repeated. According to him, the COVID-19 pandemic has provided valuable lessons to prepare the world to face future global health emergencies. We continue with the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who organized spouse program for the spouse of head of states participate in the G20 summit in Bali. Minister Sandiaga hopes the program has a wow effect for the tourism sector. The details reported by Daulat Pani.
The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy organizes a spouse program, a program for the couples of heads of state who attend the G20 summit in Nusa Dua, Bali. The spouse program aims to introduce the richness and diversity of Indonesian culture from Aceh to Papua. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, in a press conference in the auditorium room of Bali International Convention Center, the Westin Nusa Dua on Thursday afternoon, expressed his hope that the spouse program will have a wow effect since the participants are influencers in their respective countries.
Mudah-mudahan ada wow effect dari spouse program.
Hopefully, yeah, there will be a wow effect from the spouse program. They are influencers from their respective countries. Hopefully, they can be a means of promotion for us, and we can reach the target of 3.6 million foreign tourist arrivals, with the total foreign exchange that we can earn $1.7 billion, and 1.1 million jobs created this year, and 4.4 million jobs in 2024, with the concept of high quality and sustainable tourism and the creative economy. According to Minister Sandi, the spouse program is very important because even though the G20 is running successfully, if the spouse of the heads of state are not served well, then this has the potential to give a bad experience. With the theme The Journey, Indonesian Sustainable Living Culture, the spouse program presents a culture of sustainable living in Indonesia where humans and nature live in harmony. The event also introduced cultural diversity, put forward issue of environmental sustainability, gender and community participation, and the improvement of creative economy. The SPOS program was attended by seven spouses of G20 heads of state, including the husbands of European Commission President Heiko von der Leyen, the wife of Spanish Prime Minister Maria Begona Gomez Fernandez, Chinese First Lady Peng Liyuan, South Korean First Lady Kim Kyung-hee, and the wife of the Japanese Prime Minister Yuko Kishida, Turkish First Lady Emine Erdogan, and the host Iriana Joko-Widodo. Daulat Pane reporting from the G20 Summit Nusa Dua, Bali.
The last national news comes from Indonesian Paralympic sports shooter Bolo Trianto, who became the first Indonesian para-athlete to qualify for the 2024 Summer Paralympics in Paris, France. Trianto qualified for the Paralympics after bagging a silver medal in the R5 mixed 10-meter air rifle prone HH2 number at the 2022 WSPS World Championship in Al Ain, the United Arab Emirates, on Monday. Indonesia National Paralympic Committee Deputy Secretary General Rima Ferdianto expressed optimism that Trianto's success would be emulated by other Indonesian para-athletes competing to secure points to qualify for the Paralympics. Now we move to the international news. President of the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, Thomas Bach, asked for the support of the countries participating in the G20 summit to oppose restrictions on the participation of athletes in sports due to war. According to him, all athletes have the same rights to participate in Olympic sports without being affected by geopolitical conditions. In the G20 summit session on Tuesday at the Apurva Kempinski, Thomas Bach said the Olympics and Paralympics have a mission to unite differences. According to him, organizing the Olympics can contribute to building peace and mutual understanding. Therefore, he asked the G20 countries to support efforts to unite the world through sports in the official G20 statement.
As you, the G20 leaders, are shaping the new post-pandemic world order, I'm very grateful that I can personally ask you today to support this unifying mission of the Olympic Games. And I appeal to you to express this support in a G20 statement as you deem appropriate.
Meanwhile, FIFA President Gianni Infantino expressed hope the heads of the G20 member countries could declare a temporary truce during the Qatar World Cup. This was conveyed in relation to the war between Russia and Ukraine. He said by holding the World Cup, with at least 5 billion people around the world watching, it can unite all the differences that exist. According to him, with a temporary truce during the implementation of the World Cup, there will be opportunities for countries in conflict to be able to resolve problems through dialogue.
So my plea to all of you is to think on a temporary ceasefire for 1 month for the duration of the World Cup, or at least the implementation of some humanitarian corridors or anything that could lead to the resumption of dialogue as a first step to peace. You are the world leaders.
Both Thomas Bach and Gianni Infantino both saw the importance of creating peace in the world, and the sports sector can contribute to creating world peace and stopping wars. Now we move to the international news. The International Federation of Journalists has condemned the presidential office's decision to bar reporters of local broadcaster MBC from boarding the presidential plane during President Yoon Suk-yeol's tour of Southeast Asia. The International Federation of Journalists said in a statement on its website, it condemns the exclusion of media based on critical reporting of the president and his administration. Calling for South Korea's proud history of democracy and press freedom to be defended, the organization said Yoon's continued targeting of MBC sets a dangerous precedent. We end the news with South Korea and China that have reached a fisheries agreement for next year, reducing fishing quotas and the number of boats allowed to operate in each other's exclusive economic zones. According to the Fisheries Ministry on Wednesday, the agreement was struck during a session of the two sides' joint committee on the fishing industry in consideration of the imbalance in operations in each other's zones, with much less activity from the South Korean industry. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian medical equipment manufacturers take part in the Medical 2022 exhibition in Germany. Indonesian medical device manufacturers participate in the International Exhibition Medica 2022, which is held in Düsseldorf, Germany from 14th until 17th of November. The Indonesian Embassy in Berlin, in a statement on Tuesday, stated that for the first time, the Indonesian pavilion is among the world medical device manufacturers in Medica 2022, which is attended by more than 5,000 multinational companies with more than 15,000 types of medical device products. Medica is one of the largest medical device exhibitions in the world, and Indonesia's participation in Medica 2022 is one of the Indonesian Embassy's active strategies in increasing access to Indonesian health products to the European market. In that exhibition, the Indonesian Pavilion can be visited in Hall 17 with the participation of 16 medical device companies from Indonesia. In the hall, Indonesian companies display various superior products, which included electric beds for hospitals, surgical equipment, syringes, cardiographic scanning equipment, dialysis process machines, reagent test equipment, wheelchairs and devices, spy manometers and medical device calibrators. Indonesian Ambassador to Germany Arif Hawas Ogroseno opened the Indonesian Pavilion at Medica on Monday. On the first day of the Medica 2022 exhibition, several Indonesian medical device companies recorded cooperation and trade transactions with German companies worth 120 billion rupiah. Viewing the high interest in Indonesian medical device products at the Medica exhibition, the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin is optimistic that in the future, the medical device products made by the nation's children will be increasingly in demand in European countries, particularly Germany. In 2021, pharmaceutical and health products were the fifth most imported product group by Germany. Germany's total foreign trade for the category of pharmaceutical and health products reached $197.3 billion and import reached $79.3 billion. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 16, 1977, when UNESCO adopted the World Heritage Convention. On November 16, 1972, UNESCO organized the World Heritage Conference. On that date, UNESCO adopted the World Heritage Convention. The convention determined which sites might be considered for inclusion on the World Heritage List, stipulating the duties of each country's government to identify potential sites and protect and preserve them. Countries that were signatories to the convention pledged to preserve the World Heritage sites located on their territories and reported regularly on their conditions. The convention also set out how the World Heritage Fund would be used and managed. Moving on to the event of November 16, 1988, when Benazir Bhutto became the first female leader of the Islamic State, Pakistan. On November 16, 1988, in the first open elections in over 10 years, Benazir's party, the Pakistan People's Party, won the largest number of seats in the National Assembly. Benazir Bhutto was sworn in as Prime Minister of a coalition government on December 2, 1998, I should say 1988, at the age of 35, so that at that time, Bhutto became the youngest person and the first woman to lead a country with a Muslim majority in modern times. We end today in history with November 16, 2002, when SARS disease was recorded for the first time in Guangdong, China. SARS is a disease caused by the SARS coronavirus or SARS-CoV. Patients affected by SARS experience acute respiratory problems and can cause death. SARS disease first appeared in Guangdong province, South China, on November 16, 2002. February 2003, SARS was identified for the first time. Until July 2003, there were more than 8,000 cases of SARS, which caused 774 deaths and had spread to 37 countries. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Banyak rintangan yang harus dihadapi, Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan enaknya. Seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's My Indonesia. The Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan met with Director General of the Confederation of Indian Industry, or CII, Chandrajit Panarje, amid the G20 summit in Bali on Monday. The meeting was a follow-up of a trade mission in August. In a statement on Monday, Zulkifli Hasan said his ministry will visit India to formulate the cooperation increase between the two nations. The Trade Ministry will bring Indonesian business people to India and hold a business-to-business meeting with the Indian counterpart. Previously in the August trade mission, the Confederation of Indian Industry conveyed their support for the two nations in establishing a bilateral trade agreement to increase trade and investment, both through the Preferential Trade Agreement or PTA and ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement or ATIGA review. The Confederation of Indian Industry also gave their support for Indonesian presidency in the G20 this year and the intention to synergize data for the continuity of the G20 India presidency 2023. In line with Indonesia, the B20 India team is preparing some focuses related to economic resilience through the global value chain, renewable energy, and climate change. In the meeting in India last August, the Indian business people representatives expressed their interest for the infrastructure investment sector for the seaport, airport, and land transport, the new capital city development, and artificial intelligence information and technology development project. Besides, India is developing the National Solar Mission and invites Indonesia to join in the technology and skill transfer.
ZayaMusic.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarang. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicara. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit sayang, ini sakit. Sah denganmu, katakanlah, jangan diam, bicaralah, sayang. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya. Kamu coba tertawa, sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit sayang, ini sakit sayang, ku rela berpisah denganmu, kita memang harus pisah. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada.
kita memang harus bisa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Ciwidey is famous for its white crater tours and Ranca Bali tea plantations. But recently, there has been a new favorite tourism spot, namely Curug Tilu Ranca Bali Eco Park. This place is fairly complete because it provides spots for tours and gazebos to stay overnight. You will have no trouble finding the location of this Curug Tilu Eco Park because you can find it right next to the entrance gate of the Ranca Bali Tea Plantation. With an area of about 3.7 hectares, of course, Curug Tilu Eco Park has lots of interesting spots. Some of the things that are always targeted by tourists are in the glamping gazebo area on Balinese-style net beds, photo spots with the background of the Ranca Bali Tea Garden, and many others. In addition, there is also a playground for children. The Curug Tilu Eco Park opens from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. From Monday to Friday, the ticket price is 15,000 rupiah. On Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, the ticket price is 20,000 rupiah. Do you want to stay for one night? The glam camp at the Curug Tilu Eco Park sets a price of 400,000 rupiah on weekdays and 5,000 rupiah on weekends. Access to get there is very easy. From the highway towards to Kawaputi, get to Situ Patenggang. You just have to pass the turn and the location is on the right. To make easier, you can search for it directly on the online map application by typing Curug Tilu Eco Park. If you want to visit this tourism spot, don't forget to always comply with the health protocols so that your vacation is safer and more comfortable. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Semua cinta dalam hati saja.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia and Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Berwisata di Pulau Komodo. Berwisata di Pulau Komodo, which means traveling to Komodo Island. Stay tuned! We are going to present you a conversation entitled Mengapa? Mengapa? Which means why. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a tourist guide in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. Dev asked the reasons why people have to come to Komodo Island with a tourist guide. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mengapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata?
Agar lebih aman.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Mengapa? Mengapa? Which means why. Wisatawan. Wisatawan. Which means tourist. Wajib. Wajib. Which means have to. Datang. Datang. Which means come. Bersama. Bersama, which means with. In the conversation, you hear the question, Mengapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata? Mengapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata? Which means, why do tourists have to come with a tourist guide? In the question, there is the word mengapa. Mengapa, which means why. It is used to ask a cause or a reason. For example, a question on a rule in a tourist place. The question, Mengapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata? Which means, why do tourists have to come with a tourist guide? Is used by Dev to ask the reason or the cause of a rule on Komodo Island, namely, coming with a tourist guide. Let's listen to the other expressions to ask a cause or a reason related to rules in a tourist place. Kenapa? Kenapa? Which means why. Kenapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata? Kenapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata? Which means why do tourists have to come with a tourist guide? The question word kenapa, kenapa, which has the same meaning as mengapa, is often used in a daily spoken language. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mengapa wisatawan wajib datang bersama pemandu wisata?
Agar lebih aman.
Alright, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sedari matamu. wajahmu mencuma hayalan lembut, memukau hati ke dulu kala hari yang bahagia. Kau lari ku kejar, tertawa bercanda, sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa tertawa bercanda, sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we are going to play a song from Bali entitled Anakos. This song was released in 2009 by Nanu Biru, a music group from Bali. The lyrics tell about a person who moves to another region and stays in a kos or boarding house. This person lives far away from family, doesn't have enough money, and doesn't have a good look. However, this person hopes his or her lover loves him or her unconditionally. Alright listener, this is the song Anakos by Nanu Biru. Happy listening!
Johnny. Ku angkat 3x3 meter. Itu paling idam menganti yang sama. Joken roramo sing ajaknya mo beli kapan ora sayang tresno. Kapan modaran ne jaon-jaon sai-sai warok ban mi instan. Yan mula adi sekon-sekon terus noken beli gelam yang jo beli. Apa adane beli sing suke pipis pas-pasan ngirit ngonohang beban bulanan. Beli sing bagus sing sangat kedas maklum ragan beli sing terawal. Beli tua anak kos boya jopana bos hidup indah kos sing dadi boros nyanan sing idang maya. Mogi adi sing Allah ngelah tunangan kos. Kang wang metunangan gaya anak kos. Mau malam mingguan di muka kamar kos. Ngirit nganohang beban bulanan. Beli sing bagus sing sangat kedas maklum ragan beli sing terawal. Beli tua anak kos boya jopana bos. Hidup indah kos sing dadi boros nyanan sing idang maya kos. Mogi adi sing Allah ngelah tunangan kos. Kang wang matunangan gaya anak kos. Mau malam mingguan di anak kos boya jopana bos beli tua anak kos.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.